Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I'm the supervisor that's on duty today. May I please have your first and your last name? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. My name is Tiffany. I'm the supervisor on duty. May I have your first and last name?
Michelle Rogers.
Okay, thank you. And also, may I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
202 Maple Street, Partyville, Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so looking at the count, I do see you have the Nutrislam Keto along with the Nutrislam Cleanse. Now, when ordering those products, that was back the 8th of April. The shipping cost $6.70 and also $7.45. Now, the products are based on a 14-day trial to where you do pay the shipping cost. But if it's not canceled within that time frame, which is the 14 days, then the company does charge for those products. How may I help you?
So I was not aware of that. This is something I actually did for my sister because she didn't have a credit card. So I received an email for the $7 or whatever shipping to confirm that I had paid it. There was nothing in there saying that I was authorizing anything else on my credit card.
Okay, so the terms condition does not come with the order confirmation. The terms conditions are listed on the website where she placed the order at. So that's why you didn't see the terms condition because the order was placed online and that's where the terms conditions are located.
Okay, I'm not authorizing anything on my account. Absolutely not.
Okay, so the charges are considered as being valid charges because of the terms conditions that was listed on the website. I can do a 35% refund.
No, this other guy already said he talked to you about this.
No, he did not. He just sent your account over and just notated it.
No, he kept putting me on hold saying he was talking to you. That's why I asked to speak to you myself. He was talking about giving me 75% back. I'm sorry. This is definitely a scam, and I'm feeling pretty scammed right now.
Okay, so whatever he offered you was only on promotion discounts on future shipments, not on any, like, charges that you already have.
That's not what he said. So either, I guess right now I'm like, okay, who is lying to me? Because I asked him to speak to you. He said you were right there. He put me on hold, said he talked to you. Then he put me on hold again. Then I said, I want to just talk to her myself. Then he said he was emailing you. So what is the deal? What is going on? Because right now it's not adding up, and I'm getting really upset.
Okay, so what
I am not
was,
authorizing these charges. My credit card company gave me your number because they flagged it. So I called you guys to find out what this is.
So what he did was he just sent your account over to me. He notated when he sent the account over to me, he just notated on the top that you wanted to speak to me concerning a refund. That's what he put on this account when he transferred you over to me.
He said he was talking to you.
He was not talking to me.
So,
he sent the account over
to me. Why would he lie?
Now, I don't
but
know.
Why would he lie?
I don't know, but that's what he sent
this
over.
This is definitely not okay business.
Okay, so since you have spoken with your bank about these charges, once you call back with your bank on the line and they can verify that it's no dispute, I'll let them do the full refund for you, okay?
So I have to call Discover?
You have to call back. Well, you have to call back with Discovery on the line. When you call back with Discovery on the line.
I don't know how to do that. How do you do that?
You can call them and just have them to do the three-way calling for you since you don't know how to do it. And I am going to notate that account that I personally spoke with you myself. And I did advise you that when you call back, when you have Discovery to call back with you on the line and they can verify that the charge that came out of your account was not, you know, disputed or it's not being disputed, or the dispute is being dropped, then you can go ahead and get the full refund. I make sure that that is noted on this account, so when you do call back, it won't be any confusion.
What is the number I have Discover call?
It would be the number that you just called back on, the number that you're speaking to me on.
The one they gave me?
Now. Yes, ma'am. Just have them to call that number back. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll call them right now.
Okay, and I'm notating the account now. Give me just a moment. Let me just finish notating it, okay?
Do they call you?
Well, when they call back in, actually, they're just going to get whomever answers the call, but we do notate these accounts. All they have to do is just read my notes and know that I told you that once you call back with Discover, you can get the full refund, okay?
Okay,
and I got it notated, so you won't have any problems when you call back in. Just say, hey, I'm calling back for the refund. The supervisor told me to call back, and they can see the notes on the account.
Okay, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll have them call.
All right, thank you, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.